Welcome to Parc Gerry in Montreal, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Joe Wallace. Batting second. The shortstop, Mick Kelleher. Batting third. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Mitterwald. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Wayne Tyrone. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Rob Sparing. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve Swisher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Stone. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Steve Stone. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting second. The second baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting third. The right fielder, Dell Unser. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Williams. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Mike Jorgensen. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Pepe Frias. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Woody Fryman. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Woody Fryman. And now, play ball. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wallace strikes out. 1 out. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Kelleher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Fryman fires to first and has Kelleher trapped. There's the throw to Frias, who tags Kelleher for the out. 2 outs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dell Unser is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morales hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Mitterwald hits a fly ball into right field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Wayne Tyrone is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Tyrone hits a pop-up towards first. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sparing strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Parrish hits a pop-up towards short. Kelleher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jorgensen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Stone is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Wallace batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Wallace is 0-for-1 in the game. Wallace hits a fly ball into right field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Carter hits a pop-up into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Frias hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Woody Freeman is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Freeman hits a pop-up towards short. Kelleher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mick Kelleher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Kelleher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Frias fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Trillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Trillo hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Morales batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Morales is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morales for the out. Kelleher moves to second. Two outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Mitterwald is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitterwald strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Valentine is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Garrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Garrett hits a dribbler in front of the plate. Swisher interferes with Garrett, who is awarded first base. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Unser is 0-for-1 in the game. Unser strikes out. Two outs. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sparing fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Wayne Tyrone is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Tyrone is 0-for-1 in the game. Tyrone strikes out. One out. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Sparing is 0-for-1 in the game. Sparing hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Swisher is 0-for-1 in the game. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Sparing moves to second. Two outs. Steve Stone is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There's a wild pitch. Sparing moves to third. Steve Stone is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 1 in the game. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Frias scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jorgensen strikes out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a line drive towards short. Kelleher catches it and throws to first to double up Parrish. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wallace is 0 for 2 in the game. Wallace hits a fly ball into left field. Jorgensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kelleher is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Kelleher hits a fly ball into center field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Trillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Trillo is hit by the pitch. Dave Rosello pinch runs for Manny Trillo. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Morales is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rosello moves to second. George Mitterwald batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Mitterwald is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Dave Rosello now playing second base. Tim Foley pinch hits for Pepe Frias. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Foley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mitterwald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Fryman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Fryman is 0 for 1 in the game. Fryman strikes out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentine hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swisher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tim Foley now playing shortstop. Wayne Tyrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Tyrone is 0 for 2 in the game. Tyrone strikes out. One out. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sparing is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sparing takes first base on ball 4. Steve Swisher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Swisher is 0 for 2 in the game. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Sparing moves to second. Two outs. Steve Stone is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stone is 0 for 2 in the game. Stone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Garrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Garrett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Unser is 0 for 2 in the game. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Garrett moves to second. One out. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Parrish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Wallace is 0 for 3 in the game. Wallace strikes out. One out. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Kelleher is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Freeman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kelleher for the out. Two outs. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello bunts towards the mound. Freeman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jorgensen takes first base on ball 4. Jerry White pinch runs for Mike Jorgensen. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter strikes out. 1 out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Foley is 0 for 1 in the game. Foley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. White moves to second. Jose Morales pinch hits for Woody Freeman. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Morales hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rosello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 3 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sparing fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. White moves to third. Foley moves to second. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Garrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Garrett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry White now playing left field. Joe Carrigan now pitching. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Morales is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Morales hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Mitterwald is 0 for 3 in the game. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Monday pinch hits for Wayne Tyrone. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Monday hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sparing is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sparing takes first base on ball 4. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Swisher is 0 for 3 in the game. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Rick Munday now playing left field. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Unser is 0 for 3 in the game. Unser strikes out. 1 out. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Kelleher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Parrish is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a line drive into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 1, and Montreal Expos, 0. Goodbye from Parc Jarry in Montreal.